New York will end cash bail for everyone accused of a nonviolent crime and adopt new rules in the pretrial discovery process. It would require prosecutors to turn over to defendants all of the evidence that they have against them within 15 days of arrest. Supporters say the current laws have meant that those accused of crimes and who can't make bail spend weeks or even months in jail without learning what evidence a prosecutor has against them until their trial begins. Many end up pleading guilty to lesser charges without knowing if there's evidence that could exonerate them. The bill languished in the legislature for years, but was approved in 2019 when Democrats took over the Senate. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousin says the changes are long overdue and will help fix a broken system.
This is something that's been needed to be fixed for such a long time. You know, I bring us back to Kalief Browder.
Browder was 16 when he was accused of stealing a backpack.
Because they didn't have, his family didn't have a few hundred dollars to get him out, he stayed in Rikers Island for 3 years. He was in solitary confinement, and ultimately, after people started realizing his story, he had star power, Jay-Z, other people paying attention to him, he did get out.
But he did not recover from his ordeal.
He was so emotionally damaged that he committed suicide.
There's been backlash to the changes. Law enforcement groups have held press conferences saying they need more funding to hire more staff and update antiquated computers in order to get the evidence to defendants by the 15-day timeline. Schenectady County District Attorney Robert Carney says it's more than just giving defendants and their lawyers a stack of papers. He says police now have massive amounts of video evidence.
We have body cams, we have dash cams, we have surveillance cameras, we have cameras in interview rooms. All of that stuff has to be viewed in real time. So if you have a major incident and 10 police officers show up and they all have body cams and they're there for 3 hours, an assistant DA has to watch all of that in real time to determine its value, its significance in a criminal case. That is far too much data to even load onto a DVD that we could then copy and share with the defense.
Others, including the head of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, worry that ending bail will result in what they call a catch-and-release policy. Their concern is that dangerous criminals, or people with untreated mental health or substance abuse issues, could walk free.
And most New Yorkers aren't going to know a damn thing about this until it becomes law on January 1st, when jail doors are open and the jails are emptying.
Supporters of the law, including Khalil Cumberbatch with the advocacy group New Yorkers United for Justice, says eliminating most forms of cash bail will actually make communities safer.
Most people who return to their community after exiting the criminal justice system will not actually go on to be threats to public safety. They are people who are family members, mothers, fathers, so on and so forth.
And he says other states, including Republican-dominated Texas, have enacted similar reforms with no significant negative consequences. There are no plans to significantly change the new laws right now. Governor Andrew Cuomo, who signed the bills into law, has not advocated any rollbacks. Senator Stewart-Cousin says she's open to trying to find more funding for the district attorneys, but she says the changes are going to save money.
And by the way, holding people who are accused of nonviolent crimes or misdemeanors in county jails across the state costs billions of dollars.
And she says Senate Democrats are open to tweaks in the laws if necessary, once they have time to fully take effect. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.